Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. A Palestinian man found dead in his home near Hebron City, and settlers storm Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian young man was found killed in Al-Fawar refugee camp near the southernmost bank city of Hebron on Wednesday. Local sources said that 20-year-old Firas Al-Balisi was found dead inside his home in the refugee camp. The Palestinian police was called in to investigate. The police announced that the body of the young man was moved to the Abu Dis Institute for Forensic Medicine to determine the cause of death. Also in Hebron, the Israeli army on Wednesday abducted two people, including a minor, in addition to a youth from Jerusalem area, according to local sources. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have set up flying military checkpoints in several neighborhoods in the city of Hebron and at the entrance of several towns and villages, stopping cars and checking the drivers' identity cards, causing traffic jam. Elsewhere on Wednesday, dozens of Israeli settlers, accompanied by Israeli police, have again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque, touring the facility while holding maps and documentations. Local sources said that two groups of settlers raided the mosque through Bab al-Mughrabi gate while they were holding maps and brochures. Palestinian worshippers and students who were at the mosque started chanting slogans to protest the settlers' actions, the sources added. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, March 5th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandoura.